The Monday Play.
The court painter is ready, Your Majesties.
Paint Her Well by Ian McClure, with Liam Brennan as the King.
Court painter, in painting this portrait of myself and the Queen, you occupy that noble tradition previously dominated by my predecessor. For as you all know, the old king was blessed not just with the subtle art of government, but also with the knowing art of the painter. Paint us well, young man, so that we may, to some small degree, live in form and colour, and do his memory justice.
And did I not paint well? See, look, look at the detail on that great pearl hanging from the well of Queen Katharina's perfect throat. I am the black figure reflected in this pearl. It was I who painted this whole representation of power, wealth and edifice, the living power that then dominated the confines and outward lands of this stone city, is now pulsing merely in the wooden walls of this plucky black frame, matted by decades of disinterested air. This king and queen standing for the likes of you on the ancient black and white tiled floor that even still graces the great hall of our city's keep. Still as smooth as it was when I painted this marriage portrait 63 years ago. You'll be too busy to look at her, Queen Katharina. Well, here she is, living. Just shed the skin of girlhood, and now out has peeled this fund of precious young woman. In her eyes, the love she's beginning to feel for this new husband, her second in as many months. Well, come and look at my discovery. Come, come. Now, who is this? Who is she? What do you notice? Older than the previous painting, yes. More craquelure, just of a lone young woman, yes. In no obvious setting, just darkness. The light illuminating her from the left as she glances at us over her left shoulder. I know. It took me a while, skilled though I am, when, having wiped off half a century of dust and looked freshly at this my discovery by the candle I lit, it struck me. She is the image of Queen Katharina. Older style of execution, I grant you, poorer quality of clothes. Just a simple pale blue dress, darker shade of hair, but you see it? The astonishing similarity. These women could not be just mother and daughter, but the same woman. This is the mystery. How was it that a young queen whom I painted, that Katharina, 63 years ago, was also painted when approximately the same age, but well over 50 years before. How? Painted, I've now discovered, by the old king. The one we had before our current, ancient king. Painted, but then, for someone's reason, lost. Until recently. Now, you could say to me, pure chance, the two women, this unknown woman and Catalina just happened to be identical. Well, I've seen some miracles, supposed miracles, but surely this would be one. Look again. It's the same woman. Queen Catharina and you. Who are you? A glance at us and then you were sealed in paint over 100 years ago. And see how your painter loved you. How you are light with your look and... I now know how heavy its consequences. Now, for your patience, you'll hear the most intriguing part, the explaining of this mystery. As strange a story as the fact that we're alive at all, here in this city which has grown like a malignancy. Out of the rock, towering out of it and sprawling down it, down its sides with the passing years and... Listen to its heart beating. Listen. The kitchen floor. Down in the basement of the keep, 400 feet below us, a giant stone slab tilts like a seesaw on a central hinge, pitches up and down as it floats on a fathomless column of black water. Who put it there? It was too long ago. No one knows. Certainly not the kitchen apprentices. Generations of boys who have scurried over it, balancing dainty dishes of this and that, desperately trying to remain standing. Fall over more than 4 times in a week and you're out. End of yet another promising career. Balance was never my forte. But now it's called for. For, like white and black, from the city, we see the forest. Never seen a place like it, in sunset orange light. Have you, Never seen a place where spirits live, where any animal you meet could be animal or human in animal form, with animal thoughts? Or, look, down there, look. Something moves there. I saw the flick of a pale blue shadow as the beast heads deeper into the forest's heart. Maybe cursed human, thinking in words that sound like the grease of its changed lips. Thinking of love, it sighs with gore and smells food.
My mind is glistening with the smell of their lungs sliding up and down the powder cages of their grips. One is my cub, cloaked in rags and fragile, soily courage, dry fear, older, still young.
Look, can you see something?
Where?
Through the trees over there.
The other is him. He's here.
Come on. Something moved.
Talking about me.
You said you couldn't see. I can't see well. Something pale blue and blurred I saw. I trick of evening light.
I'll peel his eyes from their orange light as his screams furrow the tops of the trees. Oh, yes. I'll peel his crunching love from out of its tiny sockets and lick the red and the pink and the dry slime of its lovey walls. This love he had for no one but me.
There is something there. It's a woman in a pale blue dress. I don't believe it. She...
Ignore it.
But it...
I'm a ghost to them. I feel my face, and I feel my crystal and nostrils as they see fine, pale skin.
Your Majesty, something's been sent to distract you. Keep painting. It's nearly finished.
Distraction. This is inspiration, finally. Look up through the clearing. Moon clear as any mistake simmers high in her sunset.
Majesty!
I am besotted. Come here. Come, walk to us. That's right. Come and see the portrait I've painted you.
I can smell my cup's fear. Time to feed. Feed my sockets, my bloody teeth, my tree of heart.
Majesty, perhaps we should go back.
Love me in my mouth and juice your fat heart and mass of blood.
Now, here it is. You'll see it any second. But I just want to finish it and just turn. That's right. Turn and look at me. That's right. Over your left shoulder. Your expression. Just the same as I painted. How would you know?
Out of my head, over my left shoulder, I stare at him.
Who is she? Who is she?
Fire!
She must be somewhere.
You can't sleep, sire?
She won't let me. Oh, I'll never sleep again until she's here. And when she's here, oh, I'll never sleep again.
Thorough search plan?
All in hand, sir.
Good. 3,000 copies printed, one for each of the new officers.
To memorise her image and take the print with them for discreet inquiry.
As I said, what is it, Hayd?
Your Majesty said you yourself painted this portrait. I'm sorry to appear so doubting, sire, but I've never seen a soul so revealed by a portrait, sire. You've caught her, turning to glance at you. She's so powerful. She's alive. I had no idea. When did you learn this art? I thought I knew almost every aspect about you. It was my duty.
Your guardian duty to pry. All the more reason to keep things to myself. There's plenty of things you don't know about me, Hayd. I've learned to rule, despite being guardianed. My duties to myself. And however far wide fate stretches these invisible walls, I'll king all my subjects, including you, round with me. It's my right to preserve myself above everything else.
Your Majesty has obviously thought about these things a great deal.
Yes, I have. I think about a lot. Now, you have your instructions.
I do, Your Majesty. I do.
Good. I'm looking forward to meeting her. I know she is alive. Somewhere in my city.
Your Majesty.
I had a dream. I was in the forest, where they say a cursed human can take animal form. I was cursed. I was a great wild beast, starving, a mixed hunger for food and love and lust. I saw two figures, an older man and a younger man, could smell their bones and ran to stand by the older one because I needed his neck. And before I killed him, I looked at him over my left shoulder, then swung my right arm over and plunged my claws into his chest and heart. In all of this, I saw my face, but it was a woman's face, young and soft and serene, like a fan of meat and bone opening within me, this love and lust, this knowing that I need her. So I painted her, this face, a portrait of her inhabiting a place of almost total darkness, except gentle light from the left. She wears the light blue dress I remember from somewhere. Now, she is a print. 3,000 images of her. moving, scattered at each man's walking pace through the main streets, down the alleyways, up the staircases, sometimes unfurled by my officer for reminder, shown for discreet inquiry at the door, always in his 3,000 mind, burned in by her look. Soon, after tonight, she'll be spread even further, troubling even more minds. Someone will know her, have seen her, and for that pleasure will pocket a palm of my golden crowns. Soon, I'll see her, not just from my head stamped on those crowns, but standing, soft and alive, before me.
This seemed the most secure place to meet, sir. In 19 years of espionage work, I've never heard of spies being intercepted at the kitchen balcony. Even their noses seem too sensitive for the stench, sir.
Yes. Yes, I can quite understand. God, the smell and the heat of this place. I vowed I would never come back here again.
You progressed through the kitchen academy, sir?
Just 4 years. Parents thought I was too soft. I'd never get into the civil service otherwise. Character building, I like to think. Anyway, get on with it. This alarming development, out with it. What is it?
Difficult news, sir. About the woman in the portrait. The king's picture.
I know the picture. What about it?
Well, it's very difficult. We've found her, but...
Well, you found her. That's good.
But it's who she is. What she is.
What is she?
She's Streltsy, sir. Aye. Her husband's sergeant of the Streltsy Guard. The king can't have her, sir. Anyone but her. Streltsy would rebel, the offence would be so great. Civil war, maybe.
You've done well.
Excuse me, sir. With what forces do we oppose the Streltsy?
With your new forces. Forgive me, the king thought it necessary to minimise your knowledge of current developments until the search had borne fruit. You thought you were in charge of 400 men. But in fact, over recent months, through diverse means, the king has amassed a new force 3,000 strong.
3,000?
Exactly. Outnumbers the Streltsy 3-1 and better equipped. Henceforth to be known as the king's police.
How's it been hidden?
I've recently discovered that the king is a master of secrecy. More so than even I thought possible.
Such activity may need to be contained, sir.
Which is why I have been able to persuade the king of your suitability.
For?
For the command of the king's police. Congratulations.
I'm honored, sir.
Yes, I thought you would be. So now we've got that over, I suggest we'll stop by the court tailor on the way. Your new uniform awaits you.
On the way?
We have an appointment.
Tea's nearly ready. Who's winning?
We are! King's armies are smashing them all here and killing them all there. They're all killed. This lot all smashed, all smashed up. Look, Ma, see?
Ah, very nice.
Dad's here, right at the front leading. Look, Ma, he's just killed this lot here and here and there and here.
Yeah, that's lovely, but don't say he's at the front, son. He'll no be leading, but he'll help us win. The young king could do with more men like your father.
He's as brave as our king, eh, Mum?
Yes, he is. And our king is so brave. Everyone should want to serve him. Even the enemy. Come here. Well then, wee Spug, I'll come and get you.
Got you. Oh.
No, look, stop. I've got to get the door.
There. Ah. Hey, you're dead. You're dead, Ma.
I know you were. You were. Look, let me get to the door. Oh. Good evening. Sorry, I...
Captain of the King's Police, ma'am. My badge of office.
King's Police? Never heard of it. Bedroom.
Why? What's wrong?
Don't argue, just go.
Can I take my soldier?
Aye. Take and your princess. Sorry, officer, sir.
Haid, miss. I'm His Highness's personal assistant.
Oh. Look, take your princess. Now go on. I'll come and see you after.
Close the door. I'm sorry. The
We're
King's
here
police.
To...
I'm sorry, you first.
No, you. It's a pleasure to watch you speak.
Oh, why?
Your Majesty, you amaze me. The likeness is incredible. Though more serene, more beautiful, if that's possible, in the flesh.
Having a good look?
Ma'am?
Shh.
What do they want, Ma'am?
Nothing, son. They're Daddy's friends. Off to bed now. Go on. Whatever happens, don't hurt him, please. My husband is Sergeant of the Streltsy. Whatever happens, they'll know about it.
I have to give you this.
This? What?
Important state document, ma'am. See? King's personal seal. I have orders to ensure that you read it and then destroy it immediately after. Kitchen fire here.
My husband serves the king. No threat to him.
We are all his subjects. Yourself included. The letter pertains to you.
Then my husband's... Then this is nothing to do with my husband. Is he injured? Is he all right?
As far as information allows, ma'am. If you would be so kind as to...
Yes. Yes. Sorry, I'm just...
Your guest, sire.
Leave us alone.
Your Majesty.
Won't you approach?
Your Majesty.
I never knew I could peel the light off my dream and hold it in the palm of my hand. Have her now standing in the centre of my roomy life. I have the power to make this dream make sounds. Touch me. I'm being blessed. But by what? By good or more evil? You know why you're here?
I'm your servant, sire, but not your slave.
You speak like a true queen. I want you to be my queen.
I'm married. I have a 10-year-old son. I'm married. My husband...
Marriage's end.
I'm happily married.
You wanted to serve?
I'm happily married to my husband, you know.
Sergeant of the Streltsy Guard. Yes, good man. Doing well in the Amwalta just now, mentioned in dispatches last week. Our rebellion will not last long with men like him protecting us.
Streltsy have always been loyal to the crown.
Loyalty? Well, that's what it's called.
My husband is devoted to you.
Your king is devoted to you. You are in my head. I don't know how you got there, but I dream about you every night for months now. I painted a portrait of you from what I saw in my head. I had prints made of it and had my men search for you in case you existed. I see that you do exist. Too much, almost. Mine. Now, get used to it.
I don't need to. The Streltsy won't let you violate the wife of their sergeant. You know that. She won't let you violate their honour.
She will. When she knows what's at stake. The life of her husband. Her son. Her own life. Shall I go on?
You want civil war for me? You know they must defend their honour. That's why they're feared. Why you're feared. Because they protect you.
Not anymore. The officer who brought you here... Did you recognise his badge and title? His uniform, black. Bits of red round here. And here.
No.
No. That's because they're new. Different. 3,000 men, totally loyal to me, my new force. These rebellions your husband and his kin have been protecting me from. Costly, but useful. Every time the Streltsy are away or celebrating yet another victory for their king, all these interludes when I'm not being spied on add up. And while I haven't wasted my time preparing my revenge...
Your Majesty, your parents...
Oh, I'm going to get a history lesson from you. I don't remember you being there at the time. You're quite a bit younger than me, and I was barely 10, and I remember what I saw. I remember how much blood comes out of one man. One woman. Pale blue dress. Remarkably like the one you're wearing now. I'm spinning. Might faint. It's as if reality's being removed and another world with unknown laws and rules will take its place, or is doing so as I watch you. Who is she staring at me like that?
The Streltsy protected the city from their tyranny. Now, that's the word for what your father and mother did. The Streltsy proclaimed you king immediately. They fostered you. That was loyalty. And now you reward the Streltsy with this. You have betrayed us. Oh, forgive me, Majesty. I can't bear to watch my husband's loyal tribe, for centuries the most loyal tribe to the crown, being discarded, abandoned.
I've never forgotten what I saw. But from your behaviour, I see one quality still remains with the Streltsy. You fight. Please, get up.
Majesty.
I'm interested to hear you have a son. 10 years old as I was. Picture him seeing what I saw. Watching the sounds of terror coming from two bodies which had only been kind to me. I'd only known kind sounds from them, not agony. Sounds of disgust at their own blood. Memories like a meal. You feel its facts. History's just opinion. People have opinions. Kings need to know. I need to know if you will become my queen. Or will your son see what I saw, do you think?
No.
Halt! By the king's orders. This is a cordoned area.
It's me, soldier.
Hold your torch to your face, sir.
See? It's me, same as last night. What's up with you?
Sorry, sir. It's me, sir. I must be getting unwell, sir.
Well, then, you should be signed off. The captain only wants fit men on this guard duty, you know that.
Sorry, sir. The atmosphere around here, the feeling of the place, it's not right, sir. All the men on this guard duty, we all feel the same thing. Ask them, sir. We feel fine when we're not here.
How long's this been going on?
Well, almost since we started, sir, but... certainly the last couple of weeks. The boy's been fine, sir. He sleeps like a log every night. Doesn't he know his mother's gone out? Never wakes, nor when she returns. You might say that's unusual in itself. A boy of his age with no nightmares. But surely, sir, you've noticed a change in her, sir. The king's mistress.
What change?
Well, I think we all do. Debated it with the lads. Same looking, obviously. Still beautiful. Well, more maybe, if that could be so. But she looks like she's possessed, sir.
What do you mean?
And smells, sir.
Smells?
Yes. Like an animal. Strong scent of an animal. I know what I smell. Unmistakable.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
We guard the boy, but you escort her every night to that carriage there. Sit opposite her, then take her to the king. Bring her back here. Above all, you must see and smell the change, sir. What's it mean, sir? How long will it go on?
We must do our duty, soldier. Obey our orders.
We know she's Streltsy, sir. We know who she is. The men are afraid.
Well, there's no need to be. If there's any disruption, things are under control. The king has seen to it, believe me.
In this mirror, I can see me and my husband as we sit naked before each other, and I love him. And he says to me gently, "What's these hairs on your shoulders? These brown hairs." And he laughs at me, gently. He says, "They're thick, like man's hairs." Can't I tell him? you bet, that I'm changing. And he says to me, you're looking older, but lovelier. But I don't feel that. And what you feel, you can't help but show. And I'm cracking my face in this mirror. I'm turning. My voice. To become what you fear, your beauty becomes an animal. Just doing, thinking, survive, mother. Forget your human wings, your man and child, and fall alive. Scrambling far into the king's bed. In this mirror, I can see me and the king. We sit naked before each other, and I fear him. I'm afraid that I may love him. He sits before me and he says, I have cat's eyes that stare at him, that they're circles of claws and suck him in like Lamprey's mouth. But he sucks me in, drags me in, and in this torn, I'm changing.
Mom, I've had a nightmare. There was a bear coming to get you, and there he is. There he is in front of you, in the mirror, Mom.
No, no, now then, what's this?
In the mirror there.
What?
Bears in it.
No, no, no. You're still sleepy, that's all. Look, I'll hold you. Come and stand with me in front of the mirror. Oh, you see? You see, it's just you and me, that's all. Now, come on, let's get you back into bed.
Can I stay with you?
No, no, not tonight. It's late. You should be asleep now.
Why are you up? Why are there men outside the house? I saw them from a window.
Look, don't worry. I just need to go away for a while. Those nice men are looking after you. They're soldiers sent by the king. Oh, much better at protecting you from bears than your poor old mother.
Where are you going to?
Somewhere nice. You've never been there.
What's it like?
I'll write to you when I get there, and I'll tell you.
Why are you going away?
I...
Don't cry. Don't worry.
I have to. I'm going to tell you something. I'll tell you now, and then I'll have to go. Oh, I slept with the king. I slept with him. Lain with him. He made me do it.
Why?
He says he loves me. Wants me to be his queen.
But, ma'am, you're not the queen.
I'm going to be.
What'll I be?
Oh, I love your father, but he's not here to help. I love the king. We all do, don't we? Oh, he had a terrible time of it when he was 10.
That's the same as me, ma'am.
When he was 10, he saw it all through his own eyes. His mum and dad lying in their own blood, which we did. We did that to them.
When? Ma'am? Why are you going? When's dad coming back?
The king has a dream. Every night. Talks about it in his sleep. Listen to me. About a hooded man with a mask of skin like changing paper. Stands outside the city gates for 3 days and nights. Listen. Only the king. Only the king knows who he is. The man's come to cure the king's beloved. And that's me. Remember that. To cure me. He paints a picture. The king paints a picture in the forest. He paints me well.
How? What's wrong with you? Mom?
I must go to him. I'm wearing pale blue for him. See? What do you think? Will I do?
A bear! A bear!
Majesty, it's true. She's become a bear.
No!
After she arrived here to live yesterday, she turned almost immediately into this. Apparently, sire, it's... Your physician here says it's incurable.
Well, of course it's incurable. Why?
Majesty, I have read of such things. I've written it down somewhere.
Forget it.
These last few nights, Majesty, the forest has been seen to move, sire.
Move?
Yes, I've witnesses from all over the city. People swear they've seen, only admittedly in late evening or nighttime, trees and thick bushes writhing, some even inching out from the forest fringe to the foothills of the city. Oh, incredible, I know, but...
Sire, if I might have a word in confidence. Majesty, it has to be said, some of us near to you have become concerned. Rumours of her metamorphosis are spreading. We must do something definitive.
But nothing can be done, you just hear.
Send her to the forest, Majesty, where she now belongs.
The forest? What's happened to her?
I don't know. But she's no longer the woman you love. No longer with us at all.
There you are. Now then.
You won't do that for me. Calm that quickly.
Sire. Oh, forgive me, I didn't realize.
What?
I did not know you were here, sir. Sire.
Well, of course you didn't. Up you get.
I'm the sergeant in the Streltsy Guard, Majesty. I've just returned from the Amawalta, where, though I say it myself, we did you proud. They're cowards when you push them, sire. First sign of real fighting and whoosh, they vanish. Run away. Well, I don't know why, but I was summoned to court and told to report here, Royal Stables. No idea why. There was this fine horse waiting for its saddling up and no one here to finish the job, so... Majesty, I will leave you now and await my rendezvous. Your pardon, Majesty.
How do you know it hasn't already happened? This rendezvous?
With... You, my king, here?
It's a quiet place. I find being with my most loyal servants very consoling.
You mean your horses? Well, they would be, I think. No answering back. And if they're displeased with you, they won't hide it like men. Or women, more like. You'll know the truth before you want to sometimes from a beast.
Truth is important, then.
Oh. Like water in a desert, sire. Living a lie must be a terrible thing. The burden of it. Like knowing something that would crush your closest friend, you keep it from them for whatever reason.
Are you all right?
Oh, of course. Sorry, I... Sire, may I ask, what is the purpose of your inviting me here?
To, saddle you up? How are you these days?
Sire?
I heard that your wife...
Oh, yes, sir. She disappeared a few months ago. I was away in the Amualta. My son, it was hardest for him. Only 10. Would have been left to his own devices, but for a Strelitzy family to come in. She was unwell mentally. Her mind was... She was very disturbed about something. I don't know what.
Go on.
Well, 3 weeks ago, a hunting party, officers from your house guards, sire, found a body in the forest, badly mauled by some animals. They couldn't tell me who it was. They burned her body, they said, but they turned her dress, pale blue, and patches of her blood on it, but I'm sorry. Forgive me. No.
I have shared your loss.
Of my wife?
No. I've also lost a close friend. A few years ago, I've never been able to replace him. My chief steward. A lifetime of devoted service to my father and then me. It's a great loss to the city, and I miss his support. I have Haid, my personal assistant, but a king needs to know who he can trust. I'm taking a risk in telling you, a stranger to me. Haid is someone I no longer fully trust.
I can understand, Majesty. Yours is the loneliest, most difficult job of all.
I would like you to be my new chief steward.
What?
I know you don't know anything about the laws of state or the various factions or influences, but you'll soon get the hang of that. And most of all, I need someone I can trust. This is the most important decision I'll ever make. Even more than when I take a wife. Well?
I'm honored, Majesty. I do myself the compliment of thinking that you would not have asked me to do such a thing if you didn't have faith in me. I only hope you understand what you get when you get me.
What?
Well, I'm a simple man, sire. I simply want to serve. Follow your orders, whatever they may be.
How devoted are you?
Sire?
I will ask anything of you. Agreed?
Yes.
This is an instruction to the captain of my police, telling him to appoint 2 officers to escort your son out of the city. They must travel for at least 6 months and then leave him, and leave no trail. The cub must not follow them back. Understood?
Only the sinner can be asked to drive the sky from the weather. The icon, our Strelitzy god, has told me I can have no peace until I loose all that I love. Surely, if I do this, it will mean my forgiveness.
Understood?
Yes. I pray that my son will forgive.
I never forget when, as an 8-year-old boy, I was playing in a fountain with my brother. Well, I say fountain. It was an old burst water pipe down by the postern gate. It was a balmy summer evening, much like this one. Well, we hardly noticed the horse and carriage coming towards us down the hill, with the 2 men, coachman and a guard, sitting at the front. It was, as it passed us, I don't know what made me, I looked up at it, and through the back window, which was barred, I saw a face of a boy, not much older than me. He looked like he'd given up crying, that he was drinking in the last sights of his city, storing his memories. Whether he forgave or not, I don't know, but he certainly never forgot. And that, I have discovered, was to be unfortunate. After he left, 10 years passed in the city with no great change, except that the king consolidated his powers against the Streltsy, and in this process, as in others, made increasing use of his able chief steward.
And we're in a vulnerable position since Amawalta came out in support of Gortafi. So, altogether, that's 3 cities against our 1, now isolated, but still great. My inheritance is still worth fighting for. Our domination must continue. The city needs an alliance. You must travel incognito. Go disguised as a painter.
But, Majesty, I can't paint.
Then paint slowly. Remind any audience that speed and quality are often incompatible. Have you heard? The King of Gortafi blames their current battle with terrorism on my agents. As if I could be so underhand. Right. See you in a few weeks.
Majesty.
When I appointed you 10 years ago, I never expected you'd serve me. Never trusted you for a moment. But over these years, I sometimes think you know my thoughts before I have them myself. And in 10 years, you've never mentioned your son once. To me or anyone else, as far as my spies tell me.
They watch me closely, sire.
Everybody's ruled by me, bends to my will. But you, genuinely, it seems, serve me.
Father, I know what you're thinking.
So, being chief steward has taken you away from us. Not stepped through these doors for the past 10 years. You expect me to say nothing? You've stood by and watched the king crush your tribe. Watched him strangle the blood from them. How could you, once one of our greatest fighters, do nothing?
With great difficulty. Believe me, Father, believe me. I have done what you've said, and worse. But what I've done has always been and always will be in the service of the Icon and the Streltsy. As the Icon's high priest, you must know that sometimes she asks things of us that seem intolerable, the opposite to our instinct. And worse than this, you know that if she asks this of me, it must remain secret between myself and her. I'm risking my life being seen here. It's come to that. But I'm being sent away. And I'm too much of a Streltsy to leave the city without first seeking the Icon's blessing. I've got to see her.
It's night time. You appear to have forgotten. She consults with her priests only at night time.
I know. But this is my only chance before I leave. You know my history, what I've done. The future of the Streltsy itself might depend on my seeing her. I must see her tonight. Many times I've wondered, how would I have grown up if I'd lived my king's life? How would life seem to me if I was him? The thought of the spattered walls of his mind where the blood has never been cleaned up. I know he's like he is because I was like worse than any animal you'd care to think of. That's why I've got to go. Face this danger now for my king. Dangerous and delicate mission, he calls it. If I'm successful in diverting his attention, I might save the Streltsy yet. I'm praying to you. Please protect me from death, though not from any danger I deserve.
Here you come, chief steward, disguised as a painter, through the gates of Gortafi. Above you, the city steeples. Its many air-filled towers ring bells of opportunity. Your breakfast awaits. There. Sizzling ricey sausages. Cooling on the plate. Tuck in and avoid the glances of your fellow taverners. Look through the cooking smoke. Look out through the grimy window. And, my God, crossing the street with a servile harridan in tow, there she is, the young woman of your dreams. How? How can you make her know this? An explosion into your purpose. The military arsenal explodes. An arrogance to place it so near to the main square. Those cafe eyes turn on you. Is he one of them? The terrorists? Then out into the street where you're already heading. My God, another blast. And you are the saviour. Hopeless for the last travelling weeks and in the splintering of seconds, you run towards thoughts of caressing her plenitudinous and uplift her from the squirming ground. Folk silenced by their injuries, some moaning with fear on regaining consciousness, some screaming at closing the distance of witnessing. You ignore that headless child. Oh, ruthless in love. And you hear the servile woman just, her nursemaid, for she is the bearer of the details.
Oh, thank you, sir. Mind her, sir. She's precious beyond belief, sir. Our father's the king, sir. I don't know any of these incognito outings. This way, sir. Yes, she lives that way, sir. She's not hurt, is she? Oh, what's that coming out of her sleeve? Blood? Oh, hanky. That hanky. Scarlet with a white dress. Red and white do not go together. I tell her so many mornings I've had money for them. Oh, be careful with her, sir. This way, sir. Down the street.
Now, having been narrated up the street by that curmudgeon with breasts, you carry your beloved over the threshold. Now, as she opens her eyes to the blue of yours, she faints, worsening the cacophony of household consternation. Of course, you are asked to stay. Especially after her parents hear of your vocation from the nursemaid.
He's a painter, Majesties. Just arrived in the city, looking for commissions.
Then an audience with this same king and queen. Now I've painted, and I like to think, I do not overpraise myself, have encapsulated, preserved various moods, moments. Better, some would say, far better than most masters, but I would have struggled to do justice to the look of love. That look before our eyes is defining itself between this love-landed steward and this court princess. Now, quieten down. Her father is about to speak.
This city has seen increasing strife over the last few months. Our enemies seem determined to drag down our spirits to the lowest ebb. Such heroism as you have displayed, a stranger who owes no loyalty to us, is an example to all of the continuing value of spirit and courage. It will be of no surprise that the heroism you displayed has won over our hearts, and we ask in turn what we may do for you.
Your Majesty, your Highnesses, lords and ladies of Gortofi, I am honored with the blessing you bestow upon me. It is a great honor to have an audience with your Majesties and to be so favored. My request is simple, but forgive me in advance if it offends. I know that Princess Katharina is soon to be married and that you have chosen her match. All I ask, Your Majesty, is that you grant her the right to make this choice herself. That Katharina should choose her own husband in her own time.
Your act of heroism was welcome, but I cannot say the same for your request, which seems to me quite foolish in view of what you could have had. However,
I am publicly bound to allow your request and have full confidence that my daughter here will answer it with duty uppermost in her mind. Before you do, daughter, remember what trouble your mother and I have gone through in making a match for you with the noble Prince Rubable. It fits both your station and our city's aspiration. Remember, too, that if you do not choose whom we prefer, then henceforth I will no longer consider you my daughter. Oh,
your Majesties, father and mother, in saying what you have offered me no choice at all, and therefore debased yourself in the eyes of your court. Having promised this brave stranger anything he wishes, you must not devalue the meaning of his wish just because it doesn't suit. And what is more important to you? Your freedom to make deals, or your only child's freedom to think and choose who she thinks is fit to love her? Oh, how can you threaten me with the loss of your love that I value above any man's?
Well, against my better judgment, which these past 30 years has kept our city safe, and out of love for you, which I could never hide, choose who you wish, and you will have our blessing.
Yes. Then I will choose you.
What? This stranger? But you don't know anything about him.
I know enough that when I look in his eyes, I see a man that I feel I've known before. I see someone who valued my life above his, and without thinking walked into a fireball to rescue me. This is the man I choose.
But Katharina, think of your city's future. You're only 19. Think again.
Dear father and mother, we have been travelling for 4 days now, and I have seen much more of my own kingdom than I thought existed. I now know, father, why you value Gortofy so much and seek to preserve our independence. Suffice to say, I think that marriage to my future husband can only do good. I know you are suspicious of the king of his city, father, but he tells me he knows the king to be a good man and, through contacts he has, can obtain an introduction for me at court, which will possibly allow me to undertake an ambassadorial role in your behalf. Surely this is a better policy to calm our nervous giant neighbour than to make alliances which rub salt in her wounds. These are exciting times. Tomorrow we will arrive in the city, and possibly even so soon, my husband says that I may be introduced to his king, and that our marriage may take place almost immediately. I can't describe how I feel about him. Nurse says she's never seen a couple more in love. She says it's written all over our faces that we seem so relaxed together, as if we'd known each other 4 decades, not 4 weeks.
He must be coming up, m'lady.
Oh, I must just finish. There's some very interesting people staying in this inn tonight, but more of that later. Love and miss you both, Katharina. Oh, I told you he'd come up.
Let me do the talking, m'lady. I'm sure he's just shy. Older men can be, you know. Age is no barrier to barriers.
Oh, you're such a woman of the world.
Your Highness, I know it's late, but may I come in?
Oh, I told you. What did I tell you? Well, I'll just ask her ladyship. Yes. Well, all right, but just for a few minutes. You're not married yet, you know.
Oh, nurse, really?
Well, I promised their highnesses to look after you, and that's what I'll do.
Oh, please, won't you have a seat?
Yes, young man, here.
It's been a while since I've been called that. No, I'll stand. I won't stay long.
But you've only just arrived.
Yes, but we've all just had quite a late dinner, which I thoroughly enjoyed.
Oh, yes, we did too. You're such a cultured man to listen to.
Oh, thank you. And, well, we've got a long journey tomorrow.
Yes.
I wanted to confirm with you that we would visit the king tomorrow. Through contacts, I've been able to establish that would be acceptable to him.
Yes, but wouldn't it be better to spend some time together first? Well, before I meet the king, after all, I haven't met your family or anything. They may not like me.
And surely, in a way, that's more important.
Well, there's no chance of that. I think it would be better if we went to see the king and his courtiers first. To formalize your arrival into the city, as it were. Otherwise, there might be diplomatic considerations. It makes things easier.
As you wish.
Well, I'll say good night then.
Good night.
My lady.
Good night then, sir. It's just as well we're keeping this soiree short. My lady's very tired.
Yes, well, good night.
Oh, there, your highness. He's just very shy. That's all. Everything will be all right. You'll see.
Hurting the one I love wouldn't be as hurtful if I knew that in doing so I was saving myself. Walking in fog, choosing one way or another. Choice itself, even, doesn't matter to me anymore. If I came across a mirror and looked in, I'd see myself. I wouldn't know him. Where he's going. Why. Tomorrow.
The Chief Steward and the Princess of Gortefi, Your Majesty.
Chief Steward? Why didn't you tell me? And how did the footman know who I was? Why have you stopped talking to me? What's going on?
Your Majesty, may I present Her Royal Highness, Katharina.
I'd hoped to meet this woman, but she's... This woman. She couldn't be more like her. Who'd slipped under the canopy of the forest when I let hope of recovery go. Clearly, she's before me. She's younger and somehow different, but...
Sire,
what?
Are you all right?
Yes, of course. I have to congratulate you, Chief Steward.
Sire?
On your choice of bride. She will make her city the envy of the world.
I was fortunate, sire. The choice was made for me.
Really?
By Katharina herself, sire.
Really?
Your Majesty, I chose...
She chose me for her husband, sire. But I give her to you, as is my right.
Sir, what do you mean?
I was sent as his chief steward by the king to travel to the three cities and find him a queen. That is why I have brought you here, to do my duty to my king and my city.
Your duty? What about your love for me? That I have seen in your expression every day we've been together these last few weeks.
That must be your imagination. Oh. I only thought of my duty.
Your duty? I thought it was love. Oh, it was love. Oh.
She's fainted. Some assistance for the princess.
Take her to the royal quarters. Have rooms made ready for her. See she's well looked after.
At once, Majesty.
Well, Chief Steward, it must have been very difficult for you. You were offered the hand in marriage to the Princess of Gortefi, and you've turned her down. For my sake. She's the image of... She looks just like you. I don't understand.
Sire, is there anything wrong?
Why would you do this for me? Why would you serve me like this?
Because we love you, sire. We all do.
No, you. I'm talking to you. I'm asking you, why would you? Why? Why are you so devoted?
I would prefer, Majesty, to have such a conversation with you in private.
Why?
Because, Your Majesty, I You do not think it is something I should talk about in front of your courtiers here, baby?
I'm the king. They could be here or not here. What's important is that I want to know now. And if you don't tell me, I'll have you arrested and you talk. Once a Streltsy, always loyalty goes so far, then...
The death of your parents is not an easy matter to discuss in public, sire.
The death. Their death.
I was a new recruit, 3 weeks in the regiment. Streltsy uniform, 2 shades of red. Very proud. Code of honour. They told us to wear hoods and masks so we'd look more frightening. We knew you might be with them. You were all inseparable. That was part of the concern. I killed your father, sir. And your mother, too. I was good with a knife and the axe, sir. Too good. Drunk with honor. I've never forgotten your distress. Though we all laughed as we picked you up, wriggling, a cub in the blood. Oh, Father of us all, forgive us. I have paid for my sin, sire, the loss of my wife and son, but I have never repaid you. Now, I have given all I can. I have followed the instructions of our Streltsy Icon Majesty. Loose all that I love. And I only wish to serve you and my tribe, Majesty. I was mistaken to believe that I could serve both.
Get up. Get up now. For what you have said, I thank you. For what you have done in bringing Katharina and therefore peace to us. For your courage, telling me about the past. But for what you did then, for what I saw then, I had arranged as part of any future wedding celebration I might have to have a bear baited by my dogs. I've never seen a man baited before.
Majesty!
I've waited to watch you die. The masked man, whoever you are, who hacked my parents to death. But you're the last man I thought this man would be. The one I now trust the most. If only I'd listened to your advice. Perhaps in privacy, you could have been forgiven.
Now, imagine it's the city about 65 years ago. I was 18 at the time and remember it clearly. Had I been standing up here in the keep's tower instead of crammed down there atop the lower city wall with my boisterous friends, all of us straining for a look at him, I might have taken time to enjoy the spectacular view across the plains to the ancient sea mountains, beyond which he'd steadily trekked for the past 10 years. But even if it was happening now, I couldn't resist for long the urge to look at the man who one night had appeared before the city's main gate and who had just stood there during the blazing heat of 3 days and bitter cold of 3 nights.
Some say he's the plague personified. I can believe it, sire. What's happening, sire? The Streltsy regaining, increasing that power almost daily since the death of... Threatening civil war. Drought in the provinces, and now in the outskirts of the city, decimation is expected. And Her Majesty.
How is she?
There is no improvement. She appears to be slipping into madness.
What do the physicians say is the cause? Why so sudden, so drastic?
They say, your physicians, that it's loss of love. she says. But she's mad, of course. She loved the king's chief steward.
What's being done?
Everything's being tried. Possets, leanings, belchings. Yesterday, a new technique. I forget its description.
And today?
No more techniques are expected, Majesty.
Tell me more about him. Outside.
In sweltering heat, these past 3 days, a leprous figure draped in a heavy cloak, his face covered with peeling skin, like a mask almost, stands before the main gate and demands an audience with you. The guards refuse. He has no papers of reference, no business with the city. Send him on his way. But the figure waits, stands all day in this heat, facing the gate, like a great rock in a stream. The flow of people in and out of the gate smoothly passes him by. And now he has aroused a sense of wonder, has stood there a second day, a third. No food or water passing his cracked lips. Only the aroma of voided urine betrays any fallibility.
Enough. You say you've got him? Just out there?
Yes. Officers had to carry him part of the way. He could hardly walk.
Just let him come in alone. We must be totally alone. But hey, just remain within shouting distance.
Majesty, is this wise? He could be anything. Anyone.
He's been searched.
Yes.
He's weak.
Like a corpse.
Well, I hope I'm still a match for such a man. Send him in.
Majesty.
A dream from years ago. A man with a mask of peeling skin waits outside my walls. I thought I knew its meaning, just meaningful for me. Now, he's going to be alive. Standing here, alive and meaning. What? Oh, God, wine. Wine. He would cure my beloved. But how? Please, come in. Wine? I've never seen a man need a drink more. 3 days and three nights without a drop. Still standing. Incredible. Here.
No.
Ah, keen to make an impression. Well, I'll drink to you. What happened to your face? Excuse me for staring, but I never knew ugliness could forego expression.
I was pushed into a fire as a child. Age 10. The heat froze the expression you now see.
10. I never thought you'd come. To me, it's been just a dream for so many years. I've taunted Providence and never thought I'd have to kiss its ticking cheek. Now I almost have. I've got to ask, can you cure her?
What's it worth?
This wasn't in the dream.
What's it worth?
Your life.
I have no life. I've never had any. Since I was a boy, when what you see here befell me, take my life. It won't solve your problem. It might solve mine.
I could imprison you for life. You'd never see daylight.
I'd be in no worse prison than now. I can barely see through these scars.
What do you want?
To know. Does the Queen ever talk about the past? Does she ever mention anyone from it?
Last week, for one whole day, I stood in a room with her. A room bathed in sunlight. My wife refusing to be seated, screaming from her attempts to get her to rest as if we were dragging her to walk on burning coals. Instead, she squats in the middle of this said room, her body like... Well... I'll show you. Like this. One arm twisted out this way, the other twisted that way like some gnarled tree, her back bent like a snake, her head hunched into her shoulders. She talks with a quiet, empty voice.
She believes she's being held in this position by three-story nurses, she calls them. She thanks you when you bend down and offer her a drink and asks their permission to sip. Are you going to help me?
We must go to the forest, just you and me. When we get there, you must paint a portrait of her. Paint her well. When we return, she'll be cured.
Paint her well? A painting make it better?
You don't believe me?
I can't. How can I waste precious time painting in the forest when I should be here with her? She's dying. From a loss of love.
You can remedy that, since you are the cause of it.
You know about him?
I know about everything. Your doctors, do they promise anything?
They say she's as good as dead. Fighting for a life.
Then we have no time to waste. How could I be anyone but the man in your dream who would come to cure her? Why don't you believe me?
I don't believe in myself. Being the king has cored out the man. Why should I believe my dreams?
Because I'm standing in front of you. Here, give me your hand. I'm real.
Why are you wearing gloves in this heat?
My hands are in a worse condition than my face. I'm real. Touch my face, touch my skin. Confirm it.
No. No, I believe you. I'd rather not, thank you. Paint her well. I did a portrait of her after we were married. I'll show you.
No. I know what she looks like.
How?
Seen her in my head for years as I travelled here. A beautiful young woman, though, I'm sure now she's...
I must try. We must go. Now.
Hey! Sire!
Sire. Are you well? You look...
Two horses ready. For me and this gentleman and my painting things.
Majesty, you're going painting now?
Yes, in the forest. The two of us.
But the forest alone, it's dangerous. It sends out spirit deceptions. It has subtle ways of bringing you to it. Remember, Majesty, you have passed laws concerning it. No one may enter it at night or in less than a party of seven. This leper may be one such deception. A finger of the forest's darkness stretched out and curling you in.
Enough. All superstition.
Though I believe every word he says, what choice do I have? When so much of my dream of so long ago has come true. Who's to say I won't cure Katharina by doing what this ichthus creature says? She's dying from a loss of love. Perhaps I have a second chance. If I can save her from madness, perhaps. Perhaps finally I'll know some peace in my life. At the very least, I could rest, knowing that I'd done all that I could to unstir the mess that fate has wound me into.
Your Majesty will think I run a heavy risk in contradicting you, but out of loyalty I must ask, what about Her Majesty? She may die today.
Her Majesty is going to be painted well. Now, this way, sir.
Majesty.
His Majesty is, I fear, going mad.
And have a celebratory banquet ready for when we return. This city will see rejoicing again. Even the dead will dance.
It's nearly finished.
Look, can you see something?
Where?
Through the trees over there. Something moved.
You said you couldn't see.
I can't see well. Something pale blue and blurred, I saw. Trick of the evening light.
Now I know what they say about this place is true. Disguise or no disguise, I'm afraid. I've just seen my mother walking around, not 50 paces away, in her pale blue dress. Walking on all fours. For a fact, I know she is 3 hours' ride away uphill and in the city, locked in her room. And still mad. The power of that dream. The king's dream she recounted to me 10 years ago that since then I have lived in every day. But now, here, it's turning into some unknown animal, and I'm riding on its back, and I don't know its size or shape, and when it turns its head back to look at me, I'm fear. What will it be like? Hold on. Hold on. Ignore what you think you see. There is something there. It's a woman in a pale blue dress. I don't believe it.
Ignore it.
But no longer the bear I exiled to this forest. Here she is. Her beauty has rested restless. The leaves freshly walked down all over here. Because this is where she now thinks. Oh, look. Physically. Holding her head. This way and that. Circles of claws for her eyes. Oh, suck me in like a lamprey's mouth. She pauses still, rears up and stands, oh, turning her head to me like the swan can. Oh, her dusty chuckle bubbles out. It's obviously more than thinking.
Your Majesty, something's been sent to distract you. Keep painting. It's nearly finished.
Distractions. This is inspiration, finally. Oh, look up. Moon, clear as any mistake, simmers high in our sunset.
Majesty.
I am besotted. Come here. Come, walk to us. That's right. Come and see the portrait I've painted here.
The king seems mad himself. And she's coming towards us, a serene smile on her face. Like she knows more than us. Saying nothing.
Majesty, we... Perhaps we should go back.
No. Here is the portrait. You'll see it any second, but I just want to finish it. Just turn. That's right, turn and look at me, that's right. Over your left shoulder. Just the same as I've painted. How would you know?
Why should I save him? He took my mother. He had me sent away. Why would he risk his life? Come out here with me, a stranger, in an act of desperation. He must love my mother more than his own life. Oh, saving him is my only chance to know.
You're dead. You're dead.
Everyone is here, as you requested, Your Majesty.
Where's the Queen?
Since her sudden cure, Your Majesty, she's been recovering her strength. We're all amazed at the speed of it. She wants to be here with you. She may yet be able to.
Sit me up, Aid.
Majesty.
Sit me up. It's not easy to begin to say what I have to, but a dying man will never know what's to be expected of him. This man who brought me from the forest tonight is the same one who stood out with the city 3 days and nights. He wore a mask of skin. Beneath it sat this face you see now. Though younger, the double of his father, the chief steward whom we all admired. Only this brave young man, in that so like his father, to my great surprise, but fulfilling my hope, was able to cure our beloved queen. But my gratitude is overwhelmed by the shame I now feel. I have wronged you 3 times. I sent you away as a boy, intending you should die. I had your father killed by my own dogs, a public spectacle. And tonight, I watched you kill your mother.
Majesty, now I know what you've been saying must be due to delirium. You've a fever. We all know my mother is cured. The Queen was cured when I killed that thing in the forest.
Her Majesty, Queen Katharina.
Your Majesty, I am overjoyed to see you alive.
Won't last long, but I hope more will follow.
Oh, who is this man? Oh, so you died, they said, fighting the king's dogs.
That was his father, my chief steward. Katharina, this is our rescuer, his mother's murderer.
Majesty, this woman isn't the queen. She's way too young. My mother must
Majesty!
Be...
Majesty, at your instruction, I've watched over her since you, sir, brought his highness back to us. And the bear's body. Sire, the bear's turned.
Turned?
Changed into a woman. So she has. Into a dead woman.
Bring her in.
Majesty.
Won't you let me see you believe? This is your mother. Set her body down in front of us. Lift up the sheet. Look at your mother. See the wounds I saw you put there? You should have let her kill me. Perhaps you'd have got her back.
Mother? Your face and hair says mother, but you don't speak. You lie. Dead brain, dead heart. Wherever you are, Mother, forgive the son in me.
She is your mother. Through my love for her, I need you to be my son. Everyone know this man is my heir and is taking his first breaths as your king while I take my last. Oh, Katharina.
Sir?
I'm more fortunate than I deserve to have you as my final glance from the world. Your youth begins you again and renews our city. Strengthen the alliance our marriage made, though forced upon you. I hoped for a second chance to live a rich life with you. Not to be. But I can't leave you choice.
The king's dead.
The king is dead.
And this is what she chose. Marriage to the son, our grieving king. Today she died, leaving her ancient husband fading fast. But at least here, in their marriage portrait, she lives. And this woman lives. This other, whoever she was, whatever her name, turning to face us, looking over her left shoulder, away from the light.
In Paint Her Well, the king was played by Liam Brennan, with Lawrence Payne as the court painter, David Tennant as the son, Wendy Seeger as the mother, James Bryce as the father, Robin Thompson as Hayd, Meg Fraser as Katharina, David Evans as the boy, and Eliza Langland as the nursemaid. Other parts were played by Bob Doherty and Simon Tate. Paint Her Well was written for radio by Ian McClure and directed in our Edinburgh studios by Patrick Rayner.